This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Many low-income people sell their plasma to pay bills or other expenses. That's according to a study co-authored by Emma Gallagher, a professor of finance at CU Boulder. Plasma is a component of blood that's often used to treat immune disorders. Commercial plasma centers pay about $50 per donation. Researchers found sellers of plasma fall into certain demographic groups.
They tend to be younger. They're much more likely to identify as male and also to identify as African American.
Many also have children, make less than $20,000 a year, and use payday lenders. The potential health effects of donating plasma have not been widely studied. Eldora ski patrollers are unionizing. The ski resort's management withdrew its challenge, making it official, according to a social media post by the union organizers. The patrollers voted in March. Eldora staff joins workers at Breckenridge and Keystone in forming ski patrol unions. The eastbound lanes of Interstate 70 near Evergreen will close overnight this coming Wednesday. Crews are laying new drainage pipes underneath the highway as part of the expansion project at Floyd Hill. All westbound lanes will close overnight next Monday. The highway will reopen by 6 a.m. both days. There could be smaller disruptions other nights this week, too. In Denver, mostly sunny, highs in the 80s this afternoon. Colorado Springs turning cloudy, 80s today and tomorrow. In Boulder, 87. Grand Junction above 90. And it's getting hotter across Colorado over the next few days. This is CPR News and KRCC.